हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सदाशिव समारंभाम् व्यास शंकर मध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्य पर्यन्ताम् वंदे गुरु परंपराम् श्रुति स्मृति पुराणानाम् आलयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं शंकरं शंकराचार्यं केशवं बादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वंदे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै ओम शांति शांति शांति। इन वेदांत सारा इन द कॉन्टेक्स्ट ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग व्हाट इज अध्यारोप अपवाद न्यायः द मेथड ऑफ द सुपर इम्पोजिशन एंड निगेशन इज a method used by the teacher to reveal, to arrive at the truth. And we saw vastuni avastu aropaha adhyaropaha. We are still in the process of understanding adhyaropaha. So superimposition of avastu upon the vastu. There we understood vastu is satchitanandam advayam brahma. And that is going to be elaborately discussed later on. And here, what is avastu, the teacher picked up and he's been discussing the avastu. Avastu is that which is neither real nor unreal. So that which is real is meant by the term sat, and that which is unreal is meant by the word asat, which means tuccham. And here, that which is neither real nor unreal, that which is neither sat nor tuccham is mithya. This avastu is mithya. So sat is that which is always there is sat. We'll understand it later on. And that which does not exist at all is asat tucham. And mithya is that which is existent. That which is existent only in the present, in the sense that which has no independent existence. So that which has no independent existence, means that which has dependent existence is mithya. So that which has dependent existence is as good as non-existent. It is not non-existent, but as good as non-existent. And here, avastu. So, what is this avastu? What is that seemingly existent, as though existent, mithya avastu? That is said, prakritihi or ajnanam. Here, the author uses the term ajnanam. I said, this moola ajnanam or moola avidya, otherwise called prakritihi. And this prakritihi is of two types, in the sense one prakriti is presented as two, called Samashtihi and Vyashtihi. We saw that last class. Now we are understanding this, what is Samashti Ajnanam. Samashti Ajnanam or Samashti Prakritihi. Samashti Ajnanam or Samashti Prakritihi. And there we also understood this, just as one individual tree is called Vrikshaha, and collection of many trees in a given area put together is meant by a singular noun, forest, a forest vanam. Just as a multitude of, the accumulation of water, huge amount of water, a water reservoir is called ocean or a jalashayaha. Similarly here, Samashti Ajnanam is nothing but collection of all the Ajnanams put together, which means this Prakritihi, this Ajnanam obtaining in a given individual is Vyashti Ajnanam. Only matter, one matter alone obtaining in a given individual is Vyashti Ajnanam. And the same Ajnanam, the standpoint of all the minds, all the individuals collectively, is known by the term Samashti Ajnanam. And here the Vyashtihi Samashtihi, what is the difference here? Vyashtihi is said to be inferior. We are going to see that later on. Samashtihi is exalted, superior. What is the difference? The collectiveness makes the Samashtihi superior. No, Utkrishta Prakritihi. And the individual, the non-collective, being non-collectiveness or individual, the Ajnanam obtaining in a given individual, being part of the collective Ajnanam, is said to be inferior. Nikrishta, Utkrishta. They're one and the same matter. And Samashti Ajnanam is otherwise called, Samashti Ajnanam, the total Ajnanam, otherwise called Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. And Vyashti Ajnanam is called what? Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Okay, Utkrishta Prakritihi. Superior or exalted Prakritihi, superior Prakritihi, Utkrishta Prakritihi. Not only it's Utkrishta because of its collectiveness, and it is what? Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. So Samashti Ajnanam or Samashti Prakritihi is Utkrishta Prakritihi, and Utkrishta Prakritihi is also what? We say Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. And Vyashti Ajnanam is Nikrishta Prakritihi, inferior we say. It is Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, or you can say Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. We make it a short compound, okay? Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi is Vyashti Ajnanam. I use two words, Ajnanam and Prakritihi, so that you don't get confused, okay? Both words mean the same. I told you in the very beginning, now we are discussing the original subtlest matter, which is the power of consciousness, Brahman. I didn't want to use the term consciousness here, but still I tell you. So Prakritihi, we can say Prakritihi or Ajnanam, the original matter, a Samashti Ajnanam is Sattva Pradhana, Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, and Vyashti Ajnanam is a Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. So to make it easy, we can use other two words. Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, Vyashti or Vyashti Ajnanam is Avidya. Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi or Samashti Ajnanam is called Maya. Now Vyashti and Samashti can be reduced to two different words. Maya, Samashti Ajnanam is equal to Maya. Vyashti Ajnanam is equal to Avidya. This Maya is Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Avidya is what? Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi. Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi Avidya. Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi Maya. So Avidya is Vyashtihi, Maya is Samashtihi. Now it is easy. Don't need to have too many terms, isn't it? Because I introduced the term Prakriti because the word Ajnanam should not make you think of. Because we also use in other context of ignorance, isn't it? And here, why this matter Prakriti is known by the term Ajnanam? Because matter is of the nature of inertness, ignorance. Inertness is ignorance. The matter is of the nature of inertness, ignorance. Therefore, it is known by the term Ajnanam. Therefore, Sattva Pradhana Prakriti or Rajav Pradhana Prakritihi, otherwise called Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, or Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, Maya or Avidya, Samashtihi or Vyashtihi, matter in general is of the nature of inertness. That is why it is implied by the word Ajnanam, known by the term Ajnanam. Anyway, so we saw all those things last class, and there, this. Now we have to bring into the picture Ishwaraha and Prajnaha. Who is Ishwaraha? Who is Prajnaha? What is Ishwaraha? It is not the Prakritihi. It is not the Prakritihi. Prakritihi, Maya or Avidya is not known by the word Ishwaraha. Listen. Now consciousness associated with or manifest in Maya gets the name Ishwaraha, is known by the word Ishwaraha. So consciousness by itself has no name, isn't it? Ishwaraha is the name, or the sort of title, the qualification added to, given to, what now? Consciousness associated with Maya. Shuddha Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. Sometimes I say Vishuddha Satta Pradhana Prakritihi or Vishuddha Satta Pradhana Prakritihi. When I say short, it is a compound word. Otherwise, I make it, understand? That's why I wanted to, the word Prakritihi is a feminine gender word. Therefore, Pradhana Prakritihi, I said. That's all. Anyway, what I wanted to understand, consciousness manifest in or associated with, it is Maya is Ishwaraha. Which means the Maya serves as a manifesting medium. And the same, one and the same consciousness associated with avidya gets the name Jivaha. Now it is easy for you to remember, Jivaha is also consciousness, Ishwaraha is also consciousness, two different names given to this one and the same consciousness in keeping with the association of the manifesting medium. It is the association of the manifesting medium. So the consciousness manifest in avidya, malina sattva pradhana prakritihi, yavyashti ajnanam, gets the name Jivaha. And consciousness manifest in samashti ajnanam or vishuddha sattva pradhana prakritihi, always called Maya, gets the name Ishwaraha. See, I used three different words. All the words mean the same. What are three words? Samashti Ajnanam, Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, Maya. All the three words mean one and the same. Similarly, Vyashti Ajnanam, Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi, Avidya mean the same. But consciousness manifest in Maya gets the name Ishwaraha. The same consciousness manifest in Vyashti Ajnanam gets the name Jivaha. Now, before we go there, Vyashti, let us see this. So this Ishwara, now each becomes the manifesting medium. Samashti Ajnanam or Maya as manifesting medium gets the name Upadhihi. It's also what now? Upadhihi. It's called Upadhihi. Similarly, Avidya is also Upadhihi. Manifesting medium. So, avidya is jiva upadhihi, maya is ishvara upadhihi. So, I have to explain the meaning of the word upadhihi. I'll do it later on. Now, we understand this much. Now, you can say, so consciousness manifest in Maya Upadhihi is Ishwaraha. It's called Maya Upahitam Chaitanyam Ishwaraha. Understand now? Same way the consciousness manifest in Avidya Upadhihi gets the name Jivaha. So Upahita Chaitanyam. Chaitanyam means consciousness, you know the word. So, Maya Upahita Chaitanyam Ishwaraha. So, Ishwaraha means, then what are all the attributes of the Ishwaraha? Once Ishwara means, then attributes come. When you say consciousness, we cannot talk about the attributes. Once Ishwaraha, the status comes, then attributes also you can talk about. Therefore, it's called Sagunam. Ishvara is called what? Sagunaha. Sagunam Brahma. Okay, the Brahman itself manifest in the Maya Upadhi, having the status of being Ishvaraha, the Lord, the Ishvara status becomes what? Sagunam Brahma. Sagunam Brahma is a synonym of the word Ishvaraha. So what are all the attributes Ishvara has? Sarvajnyatvam. Sarva Ishvaratvam, no? Sarva Niyantrutvam. Three gunas, attributes. So this consciousness manifest in Maya Upadhihi as becomes what? Has these attributes. Sarva Ishvaratvam, Sarvajnyatvam, Sarva Niyantrutvam. So Sarvajnyaha means Ishvara becomes the omniscient. Okay, Sarvajnyaha, make it adjective, it will be easy. Sarvajnyaha, Sarva Ishvaraha, Sarva Niyanta. I told you already, Sarvajnyaha is omniscient. Sarva Ishvaraha, the Lord of everything, all the beings. Then Sarva Niyantrita means the ordainer of all the fruits of actions. The order, no, the one in whose control everything is. I don't want to use the term controller. Okay, Sarva Niyanta means ordainer of the fruits of actions. The one who is, you know, in the form of law and order. It's called Sarva Niyanta. And this Ishvara, with these attributes, as the omniscient, as the all-knowing, as the ordainer, as the law and order, as a universal law and order, this Ishvara gets some names. What? Jagat, Antaryami, 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 the one who inheres, the one who is inherent, is Antaryami. Then Jagat Karanam, you can say cause of the universe. Look at this, cause of the universe. Who is cause of the universe? The cause of the universe is Ishvaraha. Okay. And here the question might come, why is this Ishvaraha known as the cause of the universe? So inhering in everything, Ishvara is known as the cause of the universe because of the power of, you know, illumining the entire universe. Ishvara is of the nature of illumining everything. Jagat avabhasakatvat. How do we say, why do we say cause of the universe is Ishvaraha? How do we say Ishvara gets the name, the cause of the Ishvara, Jagat? Jagat Karanam status, Jagat Karanatvam, how does Ishvara get? The reason is Jagat Sarva Avabhasakatvam Ishvara has. Sarva Avabhasakaha means the illuminator of the entire material universe. The one who lends existence to the matter, the material universe, through illumination. Therefore, Ishvara state, Ishvara has the status of being the cause of the universe. You have to say it very clearly. Ishvara has the status of being the Lord. Ishvara, the Lord, has the status of being the cause of the universe because of the nature of illumining, lending existence to the matter and the material universe through illumination. So these are all the things we saw last class, all old lessons. Now you have to remember, so the pure consciousness, now I give it, the pure consciousness without the upadhi, without the maya upadhi, is called nirupadhikam chaitanyam. Nirupadhikam, we say nirupadhikam means what? Devoid of upadhi. Without the upadhi, the consciousness is Brahma, implied by the term Brahma. So Brahman is a word implying the reality, the consciousness. And his consciousness without the upadhi is what? Nirupadhikam. Every class, you know, your extra words. Nirupadhikam. Nirupadhikam without the upadhi. Devoid of upadhi. It's clear. Nirupadhikam means pure consciousness without associating it with maya. Nirupadhikam. And with upadhi, consciousness with upadhi, associated with upadhi, gets the name Ishwaraha. And Ishwaraha can say what now? No? Sopadhikam. Sopadhikaha Ishwaraha. Nirupadhikam Brahma. Sopadhikaha Ishwaraha. Nirupadhikam Brahma. Consciousness without the upadhi is nirupadhikam Brahma. Consciousness associated with the upadhi is sopadhikaha Ishwaraha. Is it clear? Sa upadhi nir upadhi. That is fine. So now you know this nirupa sopadhikaha Ishwaraha is sarvajnaha, all-knowing, omniscient, sarvaniyanta, the one who is in the form of law and order, the ordainer of fruits of actions, and antaryami, the one who is inherent in all the beings, everything, and antaryami, jagat karanam, is the cause of the universe, the illuminator of the matter and the material universe, or the one who lends existence to the universe through illumination. So all these titles you have learned. Now, we'll take the upadhi alone. Isn't it? Here, maya, the matter alone. Samashti ajnanam. Vishuddha sattva pradhana prakritihi. Otherwise called maya. Is it? Is the upadhihi. And as a manifesting medium, this matter, as a manifesting medium, with, no, when does it become manifesting medium? Only when it is associated with the consciousness, isn't it? So this matter, with Ishvara, sopadhika chaitanyam. Now you see that next one, 39th, well, let us read the 39th sentence. Ishwarasya yam samashtihi akhila karanatvat karana shariram ananda prachuratvat koshavat achadakatvat anandamaya koshaha சர்வ உபரமத்வாத் சுஷுப்திஹி. அத ஏவ ஸ்தூல சூக்ஷ்ம பிரபஞ்ச லயஸ்தானம் இதி ச உச்யதே. இயம் சமஷ்டிஹி, இயம் சமஷ்டிஹி. I don't need to translate the meaning of this word இயம். இயம் is a pronoun, feminine pronoun. This இயம் சமஷ்டிஹி, this சமஷ்டி அஜ்ஞானம், விஷுத்த சத்த பிரதானா பிரகிருதிஹி, அதர்வைஸ் கால்டு மாயா. இயம் மாயா, இயம் சமஷ்டி, இயம் மாயா, இயம் விஷுத்த சத்த பிரதானா பிரகிருதிஹி. நௌ ஆஸ் அன் உபாதி, ஈஸ்வர உபாதி. As an Ishwara Upadhi means what? As a manifesting medium of consciousness, Ishwara also has some names. Previous sentence we saw the names of the Ishwara, different names added to Ishwara. And here we are going to understand different terms used to mean this Maya. See, what are all the words you have? You have to start with Samashti Ajnanam. Samashti Ajnanam becomes the Upadhi, isn't it? For Ishwara. Ishwara, then Upadhi. What are all the names now is there for this Samashti or Ishwara Upadhi? Maya as Ishwara Upadhi gets different names. Look at this. காரண சரீரம். நோ, வாட் இஸ் காரண சரீரம்? காரண சரீரம் மீன்ஸ் காரண சரீரம் ஆஃப் ஹூம்? ஈஸ்வர, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? காரண சரீரம் ஆஃப் திஸ் ஹோல் யூனிவர்ஸ் வி சீ ஆஸ் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் த லார்ட், பாடி ஆஃப் த லார்ட். Then Karana Shariram, it's called Karana Shariram. It's also Karana Shariram. Karana Shariram means what? The cause. This Maya also becomes the cause. Maya also becomes the cause. Has the status of, is the cause of the universe. How it is Karana, why it is called Karana Shariram? This Maya, Ishwara, as a Upadhi of Ishwara, this Maya is called, known by the word Karana Shariram, Jagat Karana Shariram. Understand? The reason he is giving, Akhila Karanatvat. Because this Maya is the material cause of this entire universe, everything, Akhila. Akhila Karanatvat. Okay? Due to its being the cause of this entire material universe, it gets the name Karana Shariram. Akhila Karanatvat Karana Shariram. Okay, why you have to say this Maya gets the another name was what? Karana Shariram. Karana Shariram means what? The cause of the entire universe. Then material cause of the universe. This Maya is the material cause of the universe. Then is also called Anandamaya Koshaha. Should remember who gets the name? Is it Anandamaya Koshaha is a name given to this Maya. Why it is called Anandamaya Koshaha? The reason he gives, Ananda Prachuratvat. It is Anandamaya. This Maya is called Anandamaya. Actually, Anandamaya. ஆனந்த பிரச்சுரத்வாத். பிரச்சுரத்வம் மீன்ஸ் இட் இஸ் சாச்சுரேட்டட் வித் ஃபுல்னஸ். இட் இஸ் சாச்சுரேட்டட் வித் ஃபுல்னஸ், சாச்சுரேட்டட் வித் ஹாப்பினஸ். மாயா இஸ் ஃபில்ட், இட்ஸ் லைக் சேயிங் ஓஷன் இஸ் ஃபில்ட் வித் வாட்டர். கேன் யூ சே தட்? ஜஸ்ட் அஸ் ஓஷன் இஸ் ஃபில்ட் வித் வாட்டர், ஹியர் தி மேட்டர் இஸ் saturated with happiness. Therefore, it's called Anandamayaha. Anandamayi Maya, actually speaking. But this Maya is also what? A Koshaha. It's also called Koshaha. Is Maya is saturated with happiness, fullness, therefore it's called Anandamayi Maya. But still this is called Koshaha also. This Maya as a Karana Shariram, cause of the entire universe. And this Maya is, it's also Koshavat Achadakatvat Koshaha. It's called Koshaha. Why is it called Koshaha? Why is it called Anandamayi Maya? Isn't it? Maya is Anandamayi because it is saturated with happiness, fullness. It is called Anandamaya Koshaha. Anandamaya Koshaha it is called because Koshavat Achadakatvat. Achadakam means that which covers. A cover is called Achadakam. Just as any case covers, suppose a case within which you put the knife, it covers, isn't it? A cover covers something, isn't it? So if this Maya also covers, it covers for whom? It's a cover for whom? It does not cover Ishwara, understand? It prevents this Maya. Prevents us from seeing Ishvara Swarupam. Therefore, it's called Anandamaya Koshaha. See, Ajnanam covers like a cover. It is not actually cover, it is like the cover. Just as any case covers the object, a cover covers an object, this Maya also covers. It covers Ishvara Swarupam. Avidya covers Jiva Swarupam. Maya covers Ishvara Swarupam. Which means what? We do not understand the truth of the universe. We do not understand the truth of the individual also. Isn't it? It's called. கோஷவத் ஆச்சாதகத்வாத் கோஷஹா. You will be very careful here. I am not saying Maya is of the nature of happiness. I did not say that. Maya is saturated with happiness, I said. Being saturated with happiness is different from is of the nature of happiness, isn't it? Therefore, Maya is saturated with happiness, therefore it's called what now? Anandamaya Mayi. But still, even though this Maya is also, Maya also covers. Maya covers, which is Maya? The Samashti Ajnanam, Vishuddha Sattva Pradana Prakritihi, this known by the word Maya, covers like the cover, isn't it? Not real cover. Like the cover. Therefore, it's called Koshaha. Because of its covering nature, it's called what now? Koshaha. Anandamaya Koshaha. Now you're learning the names of Upadhi. Okay? Ishwara Upadhi. Maya has different names now. Karana Shariram. know, Anandamaya Koshaha. Then one more word, Sushuptihi. Because lot of Sanskrit words we have to use helplessly, I am repeating so many times. Sushuptihi, what choice do we have? See, when you do this text, you know, with avoiding all English, if we avoid all Sanskrit words and use only English terms, you will not see the beauty of it. Isn't it? You really see how Sanskritam is expressive also. Sushuptihi. Sushuptihi is a name. Sleep. Maya is also called sleep. Whose sleep? Ishvara's sleep. Ishvara's sleep. Ishvara's sleep is called what? Yoga Nidra. It's called Pralayaha. That is called Pralayaha. Sushuptihi literally means sleep. The sleep of Ishvara is always called what? Pralayaha. Mahapralayaha. Dissolution. Mahapralaya means dissolution. Okay, why is it called Sushuptihi? Why do we call this Maya? Sleep of the Lord means Yoga Nidra, Sushuptihi. Or what is Yoga Nidra? The dissolution of the entire universe. When the entire universe, you know, there's when the deluge takes place, the entire universe resolves. No, dissolution of the entire universe is called what? Pralayaha. So when all the entire universe dissolves, where does it go? It remains as Maya, isn't it? When the entire universe, this universe which you're experiencing now, when it is everything dissolves and resolves and remains. Resolved uparamatvat, because it is the source of dissolution. Everything goes back where? Everything dissolves into what? Everything, you know, when this pot breaks, what happens to the pot? Everything becomes finally clay, isn't it? The pot breaks, it remains as clay. See, when the whole universe dissolves, it remains as the original matter. Therefore, Maya being the original matter, material cause of the universe, when the entire universe dissolves at the time of Pralaya, entire universe becomes withdrawn in where? In Maya only, isn't it? The entire universe remains as Maya. Called uparamatvate, it's called sushuptihi. So mahapralayaha, the dissolution of the universe. When the entire universe dissolves, it remains as Maya. Any effect when it dissolves, it remains as what? The cause. All the waves come out, all the waves dissolve, it remains as what? The water, isn't it? When the wave form and name goes, all the waves dissolve and become what? Water. Similarly, this entire universe, when it dissolves, it remains as what? This Maya. Therefore, the Maya being the source where the entire universe dissolves, universe remains, is called Mahapralayaha. Maya is also what now? Mahapralaya, Sushuptihi. He is going to give the reason also now. Sushuptihi, Yoga Nidra. Ishvara sleep. Maya is given the name sleep of Ishvara. Lord's sleep. Understand, when you fall asleep, do you have universe? Our sleep is Nidra. isn't it? When we all fall asleep, we do not have, in deep sleep, we do not have this external world. We do not have subtle, even dream universe. It is not there, isn't it? Similarly, here, at the time of dissolution, when the entire universe dissolves also, it remains as what? Maya. For Sushuptihi. Maya is called Sushuptihi because the entire universe becomes withdrawn into it. Uparamatva, it dissolves into it, resolves in it. Anitulahamum adil odunguvadal. Then, stula sukshma prapancha layasthanam. Pralayastha, layasthanam. Now it makes it very clear. Stula sukshma. Stula means gross. Sukshma means subtle. Prapancha universe. Stula sukshma prapancha layasthanam. And a place of dissolution. A place, no, the matter is like just as any effect resolves in its cause. Similarly, the entire universe resolves in its cause, the Maya. This is called layasthanam. Like water is the layasthanam of all the waves, all the oceans. Like clay is the layasthanam of all the pots. Like Maya is the layasthanam of the incomprehensibly, inexplicably vast universe. Layasthanam. So matter is not created, you know very well, it cannot be destroyed also. So all this, you know, goes back, becomes what? From Maya, the universe comes into existence. Again, the universe goes back to Maya. I mean, it becomes Maya. Now, from the clay, the pot comes into existence. Again, when the pot breaks, it continues to exist as clay. Isn't it? Clay is not created, clay is not destroyed, isn't it? From the clay, all the earthen vats come. And all the earthen vats, when they're broken, they remain as clay. This word, therefore, clay is what? No. Karanam of the pot. Clay is the cause of the pot. Karana shariram of the pot. And clay is the pralayasthanam of the pot. Is it clear? Simple example makes it very simple. Clay is the karana shariram of the pot. And clay is the pralayasthanam of the pot. Layasthanam of the pot. When the pot breaks, it resolves as the clay. And pot comes into existence also, no? Is it? From that, from which the pot comes into existence is what? The clay as the cause. Cause, now also is a place of resolution. Pralayasthanam. So, what? Pralayasthanam of what? This Maya is the pralayasthanam, place of resolution of what? Of the entire gross and subtle universes. Not only, the gross universe, subtle universe, the entire, all the universe, in its entirety, in subtle form and gross form, dissolves, it remains as what? Maya. And the original matter. I think it's very clear now. So now you have to remember the three names. He gives the reasons also. Three names of, look at this. Karana Shariram, Anandamaya Koshaha, then Sushuptihi, Layasthanam. Four words you have learnt. Maya gets four different words. What is Maya? Maya as Ishvara Upadhi. Maya by itself cannot have any state, isn't it? Maya as Ishvara Upadhi. A woman can have status of being the mother only after marriage. Similarly here, we say, after she gives birth to a child, isn't it? So what does it say here? Here, Maya, as Ishvara Upadhi, gets these names. Maya as the manifesting medium of consciousness. As Ishvara Upadhi gets these four names. Karana Shariram, cause of the universe. Akhila Karanatvata, Maya also gets the name what? Karana Shariram. Karana Shariram means cause of the gross and subtle universe. The entire universe. Then because Maya is inseparable from consciousness, Maya is ever saturated with the fullness, happiness. Maya is ever saturated with the happiness, fullness. It's not now, Ananda Mayi. At the same time, Maya covers like the cover. Maya is covering the Ishvara Swarupam, therefore it's called what? Anandamaya Koshaha. Prakriti does one thing, no? It has what now? Power, capacity to cover. We are going to see that later on. Maya, Prakriti in general, it has the capacity to cover. It covers Ishvara Swarupam, it covers Jiva Swarupam also. Understand? We are going to see it later on. So because it covers the Ishvara Swarupam, it's called Koshaha, Anandamaya Koshaha. So he gives two words together. Instead of saying Anandamayi Maya, he says Anandamayaha Koshaha, he says, because this Maya being saturated with the happiness, and because of its covering nature, is called Anandamayaha Koshaha. And as all the entire universe, when the entire universe dissolves, there is only Maya remains, isn't it? The entire universe dissolves, means at the time of Pralayam, and everything resolves, the Maya is actually said to be what? No, sleep of Ishvara, Yoga Nidra. When all the universe is withdrawn, the entire universe is withdrawn, it's called sleep of Ishvara. Then Pralayasthanam. Sukshma sthula sukshma prapancha layasthanam. It's called layasthanam, is another word, because the entire universe, a place of dissolution, means what now? The place of dissolution of the gross and the subtle universe means everything when dissolves, it remains as matter. Cause of the effect and the palayasthanam of the effect. That's the meaning. So, iti cha uchyate. Now you learnt the names of the upadhi. When you get back home, you have to remember all these words. Why upadhi, maya, as Ishvara upadhi gets these different names? The beauty of this text is the teacher explains why this name comes. Na ananda prachuratvat koshavata chadakatvat anandamaya koshaha sarvoparamatvat sushuptihi. He gives the reason also. Reason for each name he gives. Got it? Okay. With this we have completed samashti ajnanam. Now we are going to enter into the Vyashti Ajnanam. How you understood Samashti Ajnanam? We started with Maya, and Samashti Ajnanam, then it's called Samashti Ajnanam is Maya, and Maya as a manifesting medium, Vishwara, it gets different names, we saw all that. And we are going to see this Vyashti Ajnanam. Yatha வனஸ்ய வ்யஷ்டி அபிப்ராயேண விருக்ஷாஹ இதி அநேகத்வ வ்யபதேஷோ யதாவா ஜலாஷயஸ்ய வ்யஷ்டி அபிப்ராயேண ஜலானி இதி ததா அஜ்ஞானஸ்ய வ்யஷ்டி அபிப்ராயேண தது அநேகத்வ வ்யபதேஷஹ இந்த்ரோ மாயாபிஹி புருரூப ஈயதே. இத்யாதி ஸ்ருதேஹே. நவ் ஹீ இஸ் டிஃபைனிங் திஸ் வ்யஷ்டி அஜ்ஞானம். வாட் இஸ் வ்யஷ்டி அஜ்ஞானம்? ஆல்ரெடி வி ஹவ் சீன், ஹி மேக்ஸ் இட் வெரி கிளியர். யதா வனஸ்ய, ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஹி மேக்ஸ் வெரி கிளியர், ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தி ஃபாரஸ்ட். ஃபாரஸ்ட் இஸ் அ singular word, isn't it? Forest is a singular word. But even though it's a singular word, what is implied by the singular word is what? Collection of many, many, many trees in one given area. Isn't it? So he says, Vrikshaha iti anekatva vyapadeshaha. So just as forest is one singular word used to mean the collection of many trees together, similarly, which means what? Now we can say that what is one single tree then? Vrikshaha, isn't it? The vanam, which is collectively known as a forest, no? Collectively, collection of many trees constitute this vanam, forest. So one tree is what? One tree is a vyashtihi, vrikshaha. One tree is vyashtihi and samashti is vanam. One tree is vyashtihi, vanam is samashtihi, forest is samashtihi. Vrikshaha vyashtihi, வனம் சமஷ்டிஹி. ஒன் ட்ரீ வெஷ்டிஹி, ஃபாரஸ்ட் சமஷ்டிஹி. இட்ஸ் ஒன்லி டிஃபரண்ட் வியூ, இஸ்ன்ட் இட்? சிமிலர், விச் மீன்ஸ் வாட்? தேர் ஆல் ஒன் அண்ட் த சேம், தேர் நோ டிஃபரன்ஸ். சிமிலர்லி, தி ரிசர்வாயர் ஆஃப் வாட்டர் இஸ் தேர், ஜலாஷயஹ. And the same jalashya, huge reservoir of water, can be simply said what? Reservoir of water can be simply say little water. How do you say water? Use the term water to mean even a term. Water in a cup is also water. Water in a pot is also water. Water in a tank is also water, isn't it? But when do you call it ocean? Wash, no? The water, in a huge amount of water together as a reservoir of water, you don't call it water, isn't it? You don't simply call water, you say ocean. You call it ocean because it's a huge amount of water, like reservoir of water. Otherwise, simply don't. When you bring water in a cup or a pot, do you say ocean? Do you say reservoir of water? No, you just use the term water. When do you use the term water? When do you use the term reservoir or ocean? Is it same water in a small amount? You call it what? Water. The same water in a big, huge amount, what do you call it? Ocean or reservoir? Is it clear? Similarly, he says here, the Vyashti Ajnanam also, same ajnanam, collect what is collectively known as samashtihi, obtaining in a given individual, one individual, is called what now? Vyashtihi. See, one and the same only matter obtaining in an individual is called Vyashtihi. It's like water obtaining in a small form is called a wave. The water obtaining in a huge form is called ocean. Isn't it? Similarly here, the prakriti obtaining in an individual is called Vyashtihi. Obtaining in all the individual collectively is called Samashtihi, which has already been explained. But he repeats, so I am repeating. Now, he gives that, therefore, Vyapadeshaha means here, the reference. What is referred to as wave and what is referred to as ocean? What is referred to as tree and when the, all the trees together referred to by one as one word forest? Similarly, the matter alone obtaining in an individual is referred to as what? Vyashtihi. It's called Vyashti. Now, Indraha Mayabihi Pururupa Iyate. This, he uses the quotation here from Rigveda. He says, it is not, I'm not simply saying it myself. This exact, but no. Is here Indraha does not mean the Lord of Devas. Indraha here means Ishwaraha, Bhagavan, Paramatma. Indra means the Lord with this power of Maya appears in many forms. The Lord alone, Lord appears as many being manifest in this Maya, manifest in this Avidya. Which means what? Avidya and Maya are not different, okay? Collectively is called Maya. The matter collectively is called Maya. Individually is known by the word Avidya. Got it? Yeah. Okay, now, we say, Atra Vyasta Samasta Vyapitvena Vyashti Samashtita Vyapadeshaha. He repeats, makes it very clear again. See, Vyashti Samashti Vyapadesha. See, this one prakriti is referred to as Vyashti and Samashti in keeping with the pervasiveness. Okay? The totally pervasive matter is called Samashtihi. Individually pervasive matter is called Vyashtihi. That's all. Now, he gives a name. Now, what we have already learnt, he is explaining here. See, I have already explained to you. What I have already told you is going to come here now, in the text. Yam Vyashtihi Nikrishta Upadhitaya Malinasattva Pradhana. Now he gives the name. See, Vyashtihi alone, not Utkrishta Upadhi, isn't it? Being the, see, the collectiveness makes the Maya Utkrishta Upadhi. Non-collectiveness makes the Avidya Nikrishta Upadhi, inferior Upadhi. The inferiority of Maya, sorry, superiority of Maya or inferiority of Avidya is based on the collectiveness and non-collectiveness. Is it clear? Nothing. That is Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana, and this is called what now? Malina Sattva Pradhana. So Maya is Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi and Avidya is malina sattva pradhana prakritihi. Veshtihi avidya is what malina sattva pradhana prakritihi. And because of the non-collectiveness, okay, is called what? It is nikrishta upadhihi. It is said to be, it is also upadhi, but it is inferior upadhi. Okay, now, yetad upahitam chaitanyam alpagyatvat. Alpagyatva anishvaratvadi gunakam prajnaha ityuchyate yeka ajnana avabhasakatvat. Okay, now having now moved on from that vyashti ajnanam nikrishta upadhihi. Now upadhi is also upadhi, isn't it? This vyashti ajnanam is also manifesting medium, isn't it? So vyashti upadhi, and this is what now malina sattva pradhana prakritihi is now. Here the consciousness, no, conscious, the same, one and the same consciousness, manifest in this malina sattva pradhana prakritihi or vyashti ajnanam, otherwise called avidya. See, this author has not yet introduced the words avidya and maya, but I just made it very easy for you, isn't it? To make for you to understand easily. Because this I use from other textbooks, no? Textbooks like Panchadeshi makes it very clear. So I used that, the words here. This consciousness manifest in this avidya upadhihi is what now? Jivaha. Is it? Jivaha is okay. But jiva also, what now? Has what now? Alpagyatvam. Alpagyatvam. Alpagyatvam means what not? The sarvagyatvam, isn't it? The consciousness gets the jiva status here. The consciousness associated with this avidya is jivaha. And this jiva here mainly has the name now. Different names, like how Ishvara has different names here, or Jiva also has many names here. Look at this. Jiva also has attributes. See, consciousness has no attributes. Ishvara has attributes. Now, Jiva has attributes. Isn't it? When associated, the consciousness associated with the Prakriti only gets the status. What status? Ishvara status, the Maya Upadhi, collective Upadhi. And then with individual Upadhi, Avidya Upadhi, Jiva status. Once you have the Jiva status comes, then you have certain attributes. That as with the Ishvara status, consciousness, associated with the Samashti Upadhi, Maya Upadhi gets the Ishvara status and a Jiva status. As a Ishvara status, he has what now? All the attributes of what now? All-knowing, omniscient, law and order, ordainer of fruits of actions. You know, like, you know, Antaryami. All those status it had. Now here, what status Jiva gets? Look at this. Alpagnyatvat anishvaratvadi gunakam. Alpagnyaha, not all knowing, but alpagnyaha means little knowing. That means the consciousness having the jiva status associated with the avidya upadhi, individual upadhi, having the jiva status, has the attributes. What attributes here? You know, not sarvajnaha, not all knowing. Alpajnaha. Alpajnaha means the one who is of limited knowledge. Not all knowledge, limited knowledge. Jiva is said to be alpajnaha, the one who is of limited knowledge. Little knowledge. Not all knowledge, not total knowledge. Then, we already saw Ishvara has the overlordship, isn't it? Ishvara has the status of being the Lord, but you know, as the ruler, and here Jiva has the status of being the ruled, is it? Anishvara status. Anishvara state, not being the Lord. Not being the Lord means what? Being the slave. I don't want to say the slave here. You can say Anishvara means the individual, the ruled state. Status, isn't it? Jiva becomes the one who is ruled over. Slave. So these are the attributes of the Jiva. And this Jivaha, who has these attributes as Alpajnaha, little knowing, the one who is limited knowledge, the one who is the slave, not the Lord. This Jiva, with these attributes, is known as Prajnaha. Now, Prajnaha means, he says, Eka Ajnana Avabhasakatvat. It illumines, why consciousness obtaining as Jiva illumines what? Not Sarva Avabhasakam. It does not illumine as the consciousness associated with the Jiva Upadhi, Avidya Upadhi, is capable of illumining only Eka Ajnana Avabhasakatvat. It illumines only what now? It illumines only the ignorance obtaining in a given individual. Consciousness obtaining in this, associated with the Avidya Upadhi, Jiva Upadhi, illumines only individual ignorance, not the total ignorance, as Jiva, isn't it? Consciousness as a Jiva illumines only individual ajnanam, ignorance, not the total matter, isn't it? With this upadhi, it's only this much. It's like if there is a sun above, remember, the sun is there. Sun is one, sunlight is one. And there are two different houses. Both houses are in pitch darkness. I mean, inside the house, there is no light. And in front of the house, in the entrance, there is an entrance to enter into the house. Okay. At the entrance of the house, you keep a mirror. In front of the huge entrance, you keep a big mirror. In front of the small house, small entrance, you keep a small mirror. And both mirrors reflect the light, reflect the sunlight. So that huge mirror illumines the big house, isn't it? The small mirror illumines the small house. The big mirror in front of the big house illumines the big house. The small mirror in front of the small house illumines the small house. Like this, here also, this consciousness, sun is the same, isn't it? One and the same sunlight illumines the small house as well as the big house through the big mirror and small mirror. The sun, there's a difference on the part of the sunlight. But the difference in mirror, huge mirror, small mirror. The huge mirror illumines the huge area. Small mirror illumines a small area, the small house. Similarly here, Maya Upadhi, consciousness manifest in Maya Upadhi, illumines the entire material world. And consciousness manifest in, isn't it? The entire material universe. Manifest in individual Upadhi illumines only individual ignorance, individual the matter. Is it clear? This is why Nikrishtatvam and Utkrishtatvam. Superiority, inferiority is based on what? No, collectiveness and non-collectiveness. Sattva Pradhana, Malina Pradhana. So, Maya is predominantly Sattvic and Avidya is predominantly Rajasic. That's why it's called Malina Sattva Pradhana. We saw in the very beginning, the matter is of three gunas. Sattva gunaha, rajo gunaha, tamo gunaha. And Maya and Avidya, both are what now? One and the same matter. But what is the difference here? Maya is predominantly Sattvic matter. Avidya is predominantly Rajasic matter. So it is called what? Malina Sattva Pradhana Prakritihi. So predominantly Sattvic matter is called Vishuddha Sattva Pradhana. Predominantly Rajasic is called Malina Sattva Pradhana. Now you have to see the difference. Now we'll do the whole thing now. It will become very clear. The word Prajnaha has two explanations. Prakarshena janati iti prajnaha. That which illumines, you know, is also called prajna. But here he says, prayena ajnaha. Prayena ajnaha means almost ignorant. Mean what now? It has very little knowledge. Because of the dullness of the matter, the illumining capacity is also little. Because of the brightness of the manifesting medium, their illumination is brighter. See, brighter illumination and then dull, you know, slightly dull illumination. What is the difference? Suppose when you see your face, you want your face is, suppose the mirror is dusty, the mirror is clean. Both are mirrors. No? Dusty mirror and a clean mirror. In clean mirror you have bright reflection. In a dusty mirror you have a dull reflection. Dull reflection, isn't it? The same way here also. There Ishvara has what? No, Sarvajnyatvam. Here Prajna has Alpajnyatvam, of very limited knowledge. He's going to explain that here. Asya Prajnyatvam Aspashta Upadhitaya Anati Prakashakatvat. Why is this jiva, why is this consciousness associated with avidya known as jiva, is called Prajnaha? Prajnaha because of its association with the manifesting medium, or inferior manifesting medium, okay, it has the capacity to illumine very little. No, it cannot illumine totally. That is why your knowledge is what? There is knowledge I am in all of us, isn't it? The knowledge is what? I am. But there is no knowledge what I am. is half knowledge, isn't it? It's called anati prakashaha. Ati prakashaha means the total manifestation is called ati prakashaha, isn't it? Half manifestation is anati prakashaha. I am consciousness. I am Brahman. If this knowledge is there, then you can say total manifestation is called ati prakashaha. So Ishvara has ati prakashaha, whereas Pragya has only anati prakashaha. Anati prakashaha means not total manifestation. The consciousness is not manifest totally in avidya. The consciousness is manifest totally in Ishvara. Totally as Ishvara, there's total manifestation. As Jiva, there's only half manifestation. Half manifestation means, how do you understand what is half manifestation, total manifestation? When consciousness is manifest in Maya, there is total manifestation, means there is topurna jnanam. Purna jnanam. Ishvaraha purna jnanavan. I am and what I am, the knowledge is total in Ishvara. Whereas in Jiva, the knowledge is what? Only half knowledge. I am is there, but I am, what I am is not there, isn't it? This half knowledge is called anati prakashaha. Total knowledge is called ati prakashaha or purna jnanam, purna prakashaha. Ardha prakasha, purna prakasha. Isn't it? Got it? So in Pragya, that is the reason. Asya api. Ahankaradi. Karanatvat. Karanashariram. Ananda. Prachuratvat. Koshavat. Achadakatvat. Cha. Anandamaya koshaha. Sarva uparamatvat. Sushuptihi. Ata eva. Sthula sukshma. Sharira. Prapancha. Layasthanam. Iticha. Uchyate. Okay. Now this avidya also has different names. Now you know, so vyashti ajnanam. This vyashti ajnanam, otherwise called what now? Malina sattva pradhana, malina sattva pradhana prakritihi, araja pradhana prakritihi, otherwise called avidya. As upadi. Jiva upadi. It's a jiva upadi, isn't it? As jiva upadi also gets the name. Upadi also has the name. We saw conscious name of jivas first, no? We saw jivas names earlier as alpajnaha, etc. Now you are seeing jiva upadi names. Avidya also has different names. Upadi names. Avidya upadi has different names now. Look at this. Ahankaradi karanatvat karana shariram. Avidya is also called karana shariram. Like how Maya is also called karana shariram, avidya is also called karana shariram. But Maya is the karana shariram because Maya is the cause of the subtle, gross, the entire universe. And this avidya is also karana shariram, causal. It's called karnashairam, causal body, because avidya is the cause of the ahankara adi. Avidya is the cause for what? Ahankaraha. The ego. What is that from which ego has come into existence, isn't it? For the ego to be there, there must be some cause, isn't it? The cause of ego, and you can say all the mind, sukshma sharidam, stula sharidam, you can say all that. So ahankara, and all the ahankara, adi means ahankaraha, then asha, desires, emotions, for all of them, what all you have? Fear, anxiety, jealousy, hatred, anger, desires, na? Passion, aversion, then ahankara, ego. For all of them, they are there. Means what is the cause? So avidya is the cause. Okay, avidya is the cause. This your cause, therefore it's called karana shariram. Then ananda prachuratva, that this avidya is also associated with avidya as the upadhi, associated with what? No, consciousness associated with avidya also. Therefore, as jiva upadhi, this avidya is also saturated with anandaha, happiness. See, matter is what? With the inseparably with the consciousness. Therefore, whether maya or avidya, both of them are what? Saturated with fullness, happiness. And this avidya also, like the cover, it's like a cover, isn't it? Like the cover, it covers the jiva swarupam. It covers the swarupam of the nature, real nature of jiva, isn't it? Therefore, it's also called anandamaya koshaha. This avidya also gets the name anandamaya koshaha. See, Ishvara, Maya Upadhi covers Ishvara Swarupam. Therefore, we call it that Ishvara Ananda Kosha, Anandamaya Kosha of Ishvara. Means, for us, for Jiva, it covers the Ishvara, Jiva Swarupam as well as Ishvara Swarupam. That's why it's Anandamaya Kosha. Then, Sarva Uparamatvata Sushuptihi. And in sleep, what happens? In deep sleep state, this avidya alone is, in deep sleep state, what is there for you? In deep sleep state, what do you experience? Without knowing, you are experiencing in deep sleep state, what? Avidya. When do you experience avidya? In deep sleep state. Isn't it? Therefore, that is deep sleep state is also what? Sushuptihi. Avidya is also called what? Sushuptihi, deep sleep. In deep sleep, what happens? Why it's called sushupti? Because it is non-functional. Non-functional means there is no gross universe, there is no experience of the gross universe, there is no experience of the subtle universe, there is neither dream nor the gross world, isn't it? Sushuptihi. Then, sthula sukshma sharira prapancha layasthanam iticha uchyate. In deep sleep state, every time you fall asleep, there is no subtle body for you. There is no gross body for you. Isn't it? The gross body and subtle body resolve where? In avidya. It's called layasthanam. So the place of resolution. In sleep, subtle body is also not there for you. The gross body is also not there for you. And in the externally perceived gross universe also is not there for, isn't it? So, avidya is the layasthanam, a place of resolution of gross subtle bodies and the gross subtle universes also. Layasthanam. Is it clear? What is that? We are going to see that now. So, before we enter into the next topic. I'm not going to enter the next topic now. I want to make it very clear. Even though I repeated lots of words, many times I repeated. Let us see this as five different factors. And the whole thing what we have read today, Brahman, a pure consciousness, is what? Nirupadhikam. Nirupadhikam Brahma Chaitanyam. Pure consciousness without any upadhis is factor number one. You understand it. Remember that now. Then, Sopadikaha Ishvaraha. Sopadikaha Ishvaraha means what? Sopadikaha Ishvaraha means consciousness with Maya Upadhi is Ishvara. Consciousness with Maya Upadhi is Ishvara. Then we have Upadhi separately. So pure consciousness, consciousness with the Upadhi, and just the Upadhi separately, Maya. Maya Upadhi. See four things now. Consciousness. Consciousness with Maya Upadhi, Sopadikha Ishwaraha. Then Maya Upadhi separately. Similarly, we have to see other one. Say pure consciousness with Sopadikha Jivaha. Sopadikha Ishwaraha, Sopadikha Jivaha. So Nirupadikam Brahma, Sopadikaha Ishwaraha, Sopadikaha Jivaha, then Ishwara Upadhi separately Maya, then Jiva Upadhi Avidya. Now, which has beginning, which does not have beginning? Here to ask this. Nirupadikam Brahma Chaitanyam is anadihi, beginningless. Nirupadikam Brahma Chaitanya means pure consciousness without the upadhi is beginningless, has no beginning, anadihi. Because Ishvara and Jiva happen to be two different names of one and the same consciousness, Ishvara also has no beginning, Jiva also has no beginning. Anadihi. They are two different names of one and the same consciousness. Therefore, Ishvara also is anadihi. Jivaha is also anadihi. Why? There are two different names, is it, given to consciousness in keeping with the associated with the upadhi, isn't it? The matter. No beginning. Okay. Now what do we have now? Upadhi we have. Maya Upadhi and Avidya, both are what originally? Prakriti. Agyanam, is it? Samashti, Vyashti, the same Prakriti. Prakriti also has what? No beginning. What has beginning now? Prakriti has no beginning. Maya has no beginning. Avidya has, don't say Avidya has, okay? Avidya also has no beginning. Why? Avidya and Maya are one and the, originally one and the same Prakriti, Ajnanam, has no beginning. Ishvara has no beginning. Jiva has no beginning. Brahma Chaitanyam has no beginning. Isn't it? So what you have understood now? So nirupadikam, nirupadikam chaitanyam brahma. Pure consciousness without the upadi. Consciousness with jivana, maya and avidya upadis. Ishwara and jiva also has no beginning. Then we have what now? Maya and avidya, two upadis. So two upadis, two statuses of the one the same consciousness and pure consciousness. Of all the five, nothing has beginning, isn't it? Five factors. But all the four factors have to be negated as mithya. Pure nirupadikam chaitanyam brahma satyam. Ishvara status is mithya. Jiva status is mithya. Maya upadi is mithya. Jiva upadi is mithya. The matter is mithya. Matter is mithya. Matter, I already said, prakriti hi. Because I didn't want to use only Sanskrit words. Okay, so I just thought, let me use the word matter. The matter in its original form, okay, has no beginning. It's anadi. But it is mithya. Why is it mithya? It has no independent existence. That is why we don't say it is something non-existent, like a rabbit's horn. Is there matter or not? Matter is not like a rabbit's horn. It is not non-existent. It is not tucham. It is mithya. It is as though. Therefore it is mithya. It is not independent existence. Therefore it will be called as though. Mithya. What about the Ishvara status then? Ishvara status is mithya. Jiva status is mithya. What is satyam then? Consciousness. Pure consciousness. Nirupadikam chaitanyam brahma satyam. Ishvara status mithya. Jiva status mithya. Two different statuses attributed to consciousness. In keeping, in association with the upadis. Is it clear? Manifesting medium. The manifesting media, both maya and upadi, happen to be one and the same matter, prakriti. It's also anadi, isn't it? Anadi. Beginningless. Therefore, matter is also what? Prakritihi. Maya upadi is anadi. Avidya upadi is anadi, beginningless, but still mithya. Is it clear? Clear or not? I said so many words today. Actually, what would have made it, what would have been a little difficult was for you, anandamaya koshaha. We use this for both maya and avidya. See what it does is these koshas. Why maya is called koshaha? Avidya is koshaha. It does not cover Ishvara, okay? Ishvara's vision is not covered here. It covers Ishvara Swarupam. Maya covers Ishvara Swarupam. We are not able to see what is Swarupam of Ishvara. We do not know Swarupam of Jivas. I do not know my own Swarupam. I do not know the truth of the world also. It's called, that is why this Maya is also upadi, koshaha. And then avidya is also koshaha. Is it clear? Koshaha means a sheath, a cover. And both Maya and avidya, both upadis, being associated with one and the same consciousness, isn't it? Maya is associate. Maya is manifesting medium for what? Consciousness. Avidya is manifesting medium for what? Same consciousness, isn't it? Therefore, what consciousness is of the nature of fullness. Therefore, being the manifesting medium of consciousness, Maya is saturated with fullness, happiness. Avidya is also saturated with happiness. Therefore, this Maya and Avidya, both are said to be what? Anandamaya Koshaha. And both cover the Swarupam of Ishvara as well as Swarupam of the Jiva. The truth of the Jiva. Jiva is status. The Swarupam is, Swarupam of Jiva is what? Consciousness. Swarupam is what? Consciousness. Isn't it? The Ishvara Swarup, the truth of the, what is that which enjoys the status of being Ishvara is consciousness. What is that which enjoys the status of being the Jiva is consciousness. The truth of Jiva and Ishvara is consciousness. That truth of Ishvara being consciousness, truth of Jiva being consciousness is covered by what? Maya and Avidya. That is why Koshavat Achadakatvat Koshaha. Okay? And both become the Karana Shariram. Maya is the material cause of the entire universe. The entire universe, the time of Pralayam, the dissolve also, the entire cosmos, grass and subtle universe have to dissolve where? Only Maya. The universe unmanifest is Maya. Maya manifest is this universe. Is it clear? Clay reduced is, clay manifest is, made is pot. Pot reduced is what? Clay. So universe reduced is Maya. Maya is it? Projected is what? Universe. It is what we say, Karanam Pralayasthanam. Similarly, the Avidya is the Karanam for the Ahankara. Why there is ego? Why there is sense of smallness centered on I? Why there is, you know, then desire, anger, hatred, all of them, Avidya is the cause, therefore Karana Shariram. Is it clear now? Last, what I told last became very clear, isn't it? So many words you are hearing. So we'll all get the notes, okay? With some table, we'll put in, we'll hand in the notes. Become very clear. We'll continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Harihi Om.